I'll give you one other update, too. I think I mentioned earlier this week that Luke Boenko was getting reps at tackle. But he will not play at tackle. So he's just getting reps, but don't look to see him getting any reps there. He'll be center and guard.
You know, anymore?
In this game.
Oh, I got you.
Just in this game. Because I think I said he might have been, you might see him play some tackle this game. But he's still getting reps at tackle, but you might not see him in this quick.
What do you want to see out of Sample?
Well, I think he's going to be a game time decision. So I think it's just his comfort level. I think everything's good with his arm. He just has to go out there and get some hits in. And we want to make sure that, you know, we tried to get him some in practice this week, whether it's taking on a block or, you know, so I think it's still that comfort level. But my hopes is that he plays, that it works out that he plays.
Would Toby, is it more just precautionary to protect him for week one, or has he got a legitimate?
No, it's a strain, so he needs time this week. And then next week, you know, we'll see how it goes. But he should be ready week one.
Is that disappointing because you guys have
I'm very excited that it wasn't a sports hernia.
Not the injury, but just you've got the momentum with third and short. He's done such a good job with that package.
Yeah.
Who kind of steps into that and, you know, what have you liked out of that package?
Yeah, no, we like it. I mean, it's been successful for us, and we'll branch off of it, obviously. But, you know, now we get in this game, someone else will have to take up that role.
It could have been worse.
Well, I think any time you're dealing with that, you know. I didn't mean to be smart or anything like that. I think it's just more or less that we were relieved that it wasn't a sports hernia or anything like that. That would have kept him out for quite a while.
Have you decided who someone else is?
Yeah.
Who's that? You're going to tell us?
No. No, I'd rather not if I can.
Oh, okay. You had four third and twos, third and ones. Three of them you ran and made it all three times. The fourth time you threw a pass run for 37 yards. So how do you balance that in your decisions? You know, are you going to run on third and short, mix up passes?
It'd be interesting. It'd be very interesting how we set it all up.
Hey Gus, what's your stance as far as preseason? Is it in your, as a coach, is it too long in your mind, or do you kind of feel like you need this?
I think you're going to find it hard for any coach or GM to say that they don't appreciate the four games just because you get a chance to evaluate. And with every team, you know, when you have free agents and you get guys, so many guys make the team and help you out that if there's, you know, two games, you might not be able to have a chance to look at. I think a classic, but Tony Romo, wasn't he a free agent? Came in, got extra reps. Next thing you know, he's in the league and done very well. So there's stories like that that take place. I think that drives coaches and GMs to say, we'll take as many games as we can to evaluate these guys and as many as we can as, the four. And but you see usually a guy that you're counting on to play probably in those four games averages about a game. You know, if he gets 10 or 15 plays and then, you know, a couple quarters the second game, the third quarter plays a little bit more, you know, maybe a little over a game as far as total number of plays.
How about the flip side for the starters? Did you kind of see it as a necessary evil, the length of it?
No, I think it's good because you can kind of, we talk about acclimating the players, you know, even in training camp, how we start them off. So I think the games allow you to do that as well.
Do you have a number of plays in mind for your starters, or do you like to go into
We say a number of plays. I would like to have it be length of time. You know, it'd be ideal, I think, for them to go in at halftime and then come back out and get some plays in the second half so they get used to coming out of the locker room. So I think a little bit more is on that part than number of plays, unless it gets – one way or the other.
Gus, have you identified who your four-quarter, like, special teams guys are? How many of those guys
that you
have?
Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who they are, but we did. We talked about that last night, and we got up to where we have over six, you know, possibilities, and it could be, and I'd say it's in that range, so that's good. That's good. I think 2 years ago we said we had two or three, and we said if we could get up to that seven or eight range, that would be good. I think times have changed a little bit. You see it more by committee, guys that, you know, multiple guys that are doing two and three core, and you're adding it that way, adding it up that way in the NFL. But, you know, if we can get six or seven, that's a good sign.
You decided not to keep Rasheem Mathis. Was that mostly a veteran? He was a veteran. You were going young.
You know what? To be honest with you, I think that decision was made before I got hired on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got some yoga today.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing?
Well, I think, you know, we talked to our team that, you know, at times we'll be unconventional and we're going to compete. And, you know, this, the soft tissue injuries are a big deal. We're careful not to make too much of it, but it is something that we all face. And, you know, some of the studies that we, you know, is a big area that we research in the off season. And, you know, so some of these things that we're going to do today are with that in mind. So the players have really taken to it. They're really excited about it. And, you know, we'll, you know, really rely on some on their feedback as well.
Is this modeling off another team or something you guys did internally?
Well, there's some things I think that you hear research, you know. You know, some of it has been with soccer teams, European soccer teams. So, you know, I don't know if it compares to what anybody else has done. I think that you're seeing there's been some benefits from it. And I think our first couple of years, our Jacksonville was, what, 32nd or 31 on the IR. And we moved up to 20th, somewhere in there. And I think we're trying to find a way to get that even better. And, you know, really, if you look at our team, for the most part, I think the soft tissue injuries have calmed down somewhat. And that's a good sign, by the way, we're practicing. So we're just trying to find other ways that we can be a fresh team. I thought 2 years ago we were not a fresh team at the end of the season. We can say all we want. I just didn't feel like we were fresh. I thought we were a tired team. Last year I thought a little bit better, but we hope some of the things we're doing now will help us towards the end of the season.
Is it a compliment that all of a sudden the opposing team complains about your defensive backs? It shows that they're playing spirited or so, or does the other team think so?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard a little bit about that, but, you know, I think our guys – you know, we've said that, you know, we'll go anywhere, anytime to compete. It doesn't matter, preseason, regular season. We go out there with intent, and, you know, I think the guys played hard. And I don't know everything that went on or how the conversation, but
you know,
I thought that the coverage was pretty good. You know, I thought it was tighter coverage.
That's the thing. Nothing went on.
Yeah.
There's no penalties.
No.
Guys are whining.